Welcome to Parenting Matters Now, a source of parenting advice a few minutes at a time.
How big are things in your child's mind? Hi, this is Dr. Roger Smith of Parenting Matters Now. I remember rolling down a hill when I was a child, and it was a huge hill. And as an adult, I went back and looked at that hill, and it was, you know, about 4 feet tall, maybe. But there's a pile of dirt behind me over here. And we use this for our gardening and flower beds and different things. And that pile of dirt is probably about 3 feet tall. But in your child's mind, that playing king of the mountain and struggling over staying on top of that hill when other children are competing for it, that would be huge. They would see that as a mountain in their minds. And that's just a picture how things that you think are quite small are insignificant. In your child's mind, they are large. They're huge. So read your child's emotion attached to a situation, a loss that they've had, or a disappointment, and know that they're oftentimes not just throwing what we call a fit, but they are reacting to something in their life that looks large to them. And we need as parents to have compassion and understand that, like this pile of dirt that might look very large and scary to them, to us it's inconsequential. And in the same way, when they have been offended or they've had a disappointment or a loss, something is not going their way, it is much harder for them to emotionally manage that loss, disappointment, fear. And us having compassion for them is very important. Listen to this one last thing. My father-in-law, who is long deceased, he talked to me when I had a toddler, and the toddler was throwing a fit on the floor, and we were sitting there having a conversation about it. And he said to me, "You know, his problems don't seem very large to you." He says, "But to him, it's the biggest problem he has." And if we can understand the size of things from a child's perspective, we as a parent can have more compassion. It doesn't change the situation sometimes, but it changes our view of the situation and how we can help our child and comfort them rather than being frustrated with them. So the size is relative. We need to understand what their perspective is as they are seeking to deal with life's difficulties and disappointments. Have compassion. This is Dr. Roger Smith with Parenting Matters Now.
Subscribe to Parenting Matters Now for more advice, or go to rogersmithmd.com to search for more topics. See you next time.